Hello, and welcome to the teaching ministry of Faith Word Fellowship, where faith in the Word leads to a more intimate fellowship with God. We're excited to bring you this teaching of Mark Roberson, pastor of Faith Word Fellowship, where we're building people of vision, people of valor, and people of victory. Now let's join Pastor Mark as he delivers this week's teaching.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this, another opportunity to minister to these, your sheep. Thank you that revelation knowledge will flow freely, unhindered, uninterrupted by any satanic force whatsoever. Less of me, Father, and more of you. None of me, Holy Spirit, and all of you. All of you, Holy Spirit. I believe by faith that you will think through my mind and speak through my lips. And when it's all said and done, we'll give you and only you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. Thank you for hastening your word to perform it. Thank you for confirming your word with signs following. I say like the psalmist David, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against you, that I may not doubt you nor second guess you. No, Lord, I trust you. I trust you to confirm your word, demonstrate your word, manifest your word, cause your word to come to pass in breakthrough fashion like never before, because this is our season of breakthrough. We give you praise and thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, come on, open your Bibles with me to 1 Chronicles chapter 14. I want to end this series, but not end the season that we're in. You have to understand that we're in a breakthrough season. 1 Chronicles chapter 14. So what does that require? It requires, if you've been catching this, what I've been sharing with you, because I initially came out and I was just going to share one time on this, and it was pulled on me to continue in it to help establish. Now watch this. I had never done this before in my ministry. In all my teaching, I had never took the time to teach people how to have a breakthrough perspective. So God wanted me and led me now to bring you to the place of understanding how to develop a breakthrough perspective. Breakthrough never happens apart from you. Breakthroughs never happen apart from you. They happen in conjunction with your obedience and in concert with your faith in God. That's why our title is Trust God for a Breakthrough. Everyone say, I'm learning to trust God for a breakthrough. 1 Chronicles chapter 14, let's start at verse number 9. It says, and the Philistines came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of God, saying, shall I go up against the Philistines, and wilt thou deliver them into mine hand? Underline that in your Bible, please. Wilt thou deliver them into mine hand? He's asking God to deliver them into his hand. But I want you to notice that particular deliverance will not take place without David, glory to God, using his hand. So look at this. Wilt thou deliver them into mine hand? And the Lord said unto him, go up, for I will deliver them into thine hand. It's the will of God for you and I to experience breakthrough. Put it down in your notes. It's the will of God for you and I to experience breakthrough. It is never the will of God for you and I to go through a storm and stay in it for life, or to go through a test and stay in it. So some Christians come, they'll say this, well, God let that come into my life because he's teaching me something. Well, that doesn't make any sense. Because if that made sense, that God has to cause you to go through hard times to learn something, then we're wrong. What we need is, you know, on the school buses with these students going to class, we got a school bus driver, we got a bus monitor, then we need that bus monitor to have a magazine or something and to wallop every kid that comes on the bus with side their head and beat them, because if you're saying God needs to beat you in order for you to learn, then we need to beat them in order for them to learn. But that's not right. It doesn't even make sense, does it? But that's how we think, because watch this, religion has taught you that God takes you through to teach you. But the Bible doesn't teach that. Religion is man's ideas about God. The Bible is the Holy Ghost revelation of God. You see the difference? God doesn't need to take you through to teach you, because if he's taking you through, watch this, then why did he give you the Holy Ghost? Who's to bring you into the truth of all things? So God doesn't need to use a natural experience to teach you a spiritual truth when he's giving you the Holy Spirit, who is the greatest teacher of all. Somebody say, thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
So he says here, verse 10 again, and David inquired of God, saying, shall I go up against the Philistines, and wilt thou deliver them into mine hand? And the Lord said unto him, go up, for I will deliver them into thine hand. So they came up to Baal Perazim, and David smote them there. David smote them there, not God. God is using David to create the breakthrough. Look at this. Then David said, God hath broken in upon mine enemies by mine hand, like the breaking forth of waters. Therefore, they call the name of that place Baal Perazim, or the Valley of Breakthrough, the Valley of Breaking Forth. And so from here, we acknowledge that Jesus is the Lord of the breakthrough. Now, I want you to get this image in your mind. David said, God hath broken in upon mine enemies by my hand like the breaking forth of waters. I want you to get that image in your mind. Think of it like a dam that is holding back water. It's building up, but the dam is in the way, so that force is on the other side. And once the dam releases it, or the water breaks through the dam, it comes through not weak, but forcefully. David said, God hath broken in upon my enemies by my hand like the breaking forth of water. Listen. So like a dam holds up water. Listen. So that means every delay is in your favor.
Praise God.
Because when something is delayed, held up, held back, it's like that dam holding the water. But David said, God had broken in upon my enemies like the breaking forth of water. So whatever is held up or delayed like a dam, you have to understand, you are the catalyst. You're the one. You're the deciding witness who stands between the release of those waters, glory to God, or whether or not they remain held up. Every delay is in my favor. Say that.
Every delay is in my favor.
Say it again. Every delay is in my favor. So if something looks like it's being held up that you've been praying about, that you've been believing God for, you don't give in to discouragement. Why? Discouragement keeps the dam up. You don't give in to depression. Why? Depression keeps the dam up, because discouragement, depression, despair, those are not characteristics of a breakthrough perspective. Breakthrough starts in your mind before you have it in your life. Write it down. Come on. That's why I've been teaching you. Breakthrough starts in your mind before you have it in your life. So that's why I talked to you about the various measures of breakthrough. There is a spiritual breakthrough. There is a physical breakthrough, meaning a breakthrough of healing in my body. There is a financial breakthrough. There is a social breakthrough, where God can now cause a breakthrough to happen, whether it's in family relationships or friendships that have broken up. And now restoration takes place. Reconciliation takes place. You might need a breakthrough socially. You might need a breakthrough in your career. You've been feeling stuck at the same place. And now God breaks through in your life by your hand like the breaking forth of waters, and releases you into a position, a career, a job change that you didn't expect. And now a salary is attached to you. Responsibility is attached to you. Visibility is attached to you that you wasn't looking for. He's broken through. But you have to understand, it starts in your mind. So this is one measure of breakthrough. where God used the individual who was being attacked to manifest the breakthrough. All right, go with me in your Bibles to Genesis 26. I'm just reminding you today of this breakthrough perspective. Now, while you're going to Genesis 26, let me bring back to your remembrance our definition of breakthrough. Our definition. I want to remind you of this because if you're going to maintain a breakthrough perspective, you have to understand the definition of breakthrough. Always remember this, dear heart. Never forget it. He or she who controls the definition determines the destiny. So you have to understand and renew your mind about how you define breakthrough and not go back to your religiosity, your religious experience, your church experience, and how they define breakthrough. See, when I was in a Pentecostal church, this is my testimony, don't none of y'all say nothing. When I was in a Pentecostal church, if we had church, and then on a Sunday morning, glory to God, and if people started shouting and running across, and they were screaming, and then they saw one who was really just dancing before the Lord, just wild, and they would say, oh, that girl getting her breakthrough. And she went back home and bills were still unpaid. If she was married, marriage still jacked up. If she had bad children, they were still bad or worse afterwards. She didn't get a breakthrough. She had an emotional experience. But they didn't teach her how to get a breakthrough. Because in order to obtain that breakthrough, it requires a breakthrough perspective. Now there are sometimes, because he loves us so much, God did things because of grace and not our faith. And so when he did it by grace, you know what we did? We made a rule out of it. Think with me. If we were in service and we sung particular songs that service, and then the Spirit of the Lord came through and swept through, you know what we're going to do next Sunday? Sing them same songs. Because we wanted to recreate the experience. Instead of generating a relationship with the God who caused the experience. Are you with me? So, breakthrough, here's our definition. Breakthrough is the removal of resistance. You should have this in your notes already. Breakthrough is the removal of resistance. The infusion of the resources you require. And the release of power to propel you forward into either promotion, provision, prosperity, or prominence. Breakthrough. Breakthrough. Breakthrough is the removal of what? Resistance. It's the infusion of the resources, come on, you require, and the release of power to propel you forward into either promotion, provision, prosperity, or prominence. So, as I want to remind you of this, breakthrough is not where you enter into a place that's much easier for you. That's not breakthrough. Breakthrough is where you enter into a place where you are more powerful. Everyone say, it's the will of God for me to become powerful and not pitiful. So, see, the more you grow in the things of God, you shouldn't be giving in to self-pity. Something is wrong if you are. You should become more powerful. If you notice this, the Philistines came against David and he inquired of God and he became more powerful than the opposing force that came against him. All right? So, breakthrough, as I pointed out before, is a point in time when every spiritual resistance and every mental resistance and every emotional resistance is fully overcome. And you know that you know that you know that God has resolved this thing in my favor. Breakthrough. Breakthrough is what comes before manifestation. Write it down. Breakthrough is what comes before manifestation. Breakthrough is what comes before manifestation. I'm trying to make this as simple as possible so it can help us. Because I want you to always maintain this breakthrough perspective. Breakthrough is what comes before manifestation. So now, watch this. Somebody give me a fruit tree. Any fruit tree.
Apple.
Huh?
Apple.
Okay. What did it say?
Apple.
Okay, all right. Watch this. Watch this. Everybody in Zoom, y'all pray my strength in the Lord. Okay, let me use the apple tree just so you can see. But it's any fruit tree. I want to show you this example. Or it's any tree, period. The manifestation of the apple tree is what?
The
apple. But when is the breakthrough? Think. The manifestation of the apple tree is apples. But when is the breakthrough? When the seed germinates. And sister, I think, said it over here. And it breaks through the ground. Listen to the phraseology. It breaks through the ground. It's not even a tree yet. But breakthrough always comes before manifestation. And if you're not careful, you'll call manifestation breakthrough and you'll miss the process that causes you to reproduce those manifestations.
Amen.
Is that making sense?
Yes.
So now in your life, your breakthrough starts in your mind, and that's why it's learning to obtain a breakthrough perspective. A breakthrough perspective is where you have, look at your notes, you have an increased, say increased, an increased awareness of God's goodness, God's glory, and God's grace and favor. That's a breakthrough perspective. It's having an increased, say increased. Now look up here. If you have an increased awareness, then can you see loss? No. Can you talk loss? No. Can you ever say it's not happening for me? No, because I have an increased awareness of, come on, God's goodness, God's glory, and God's grace and favor. An increased awareness. So now, back to my apple tree illustration. When is an apple tree an apple tree? When you see the apples?
No.
When is an apple tree an apple tree? Say that again. When it breaks through from the seed, because what was in the seed has broken out and given birth to life. What life? Apple tree life. So a lot of times, your breakthrough happens and you're still buried under the problem. But your perspective is, I have an increased awareness of God's goodness, God's glory, God's grace and favor. The same way the apple tree has a knowing, or I shouldn't say a knowing, let's say it like this, has a life in its DNA to keep reaching up, and it keeps going through the dirt. Keep reaching up. Don't stop to observe the dirt. Keep reaching up.
Yes.
And then when it breaks through the dirt, it doesn't settle.
Yes.
So when you have a breakthrough perspective, you never settle. Because when it breaks through the dirt, it has to keep reaching up because there's still a manifestation of it that it hasn't tapped into yet.
Yes.
What's that manifestation? It's bark and it's limbs. And its leaves. Y'all getting this?
Yes.
So that's why, watch this, Brother Carmen. Breakthrough is a sudden burst of advanced knowledge that takes you past a point of defense, past the point of delay, and past any obstacle that you may be facing. It's where you catch a burst of revelation knowledge from the heavenly realm that everything's going to be all right. Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So in Genesis 26, come on, look at this real quick. I'm just establishing this with you. Genesis 26, glory to God. This is where Isaac experienced a breakthrough. He had already experienced God coming through in the area of a famine, but now he is digging wells because they still need wells to draw water from. So verse 15, for all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham his father, the Philistines had stopped them and filled them with earth. How do you respond when it seems like something you want has stopped? How do you respond? And that's when I told you that you got to keep digging. You got to keep pushing. I learned something from my spiritual mentor that really changed my perspective on solving problems. He says, when someone has your answer and you've called them and they didn't respond, he said, don't stop calling. They got your answer. You know where your answer is. Don't give up on your answer. Instead of sitting at home talking about, I'm not going to call them again because I already tried it and nobody answered. They don't act like they want to give it to me. No, it's not their answer. It's your answer. So our spiritual mentors, one time they were believing God for a house. Their credit was good. They had the money in the bank. And 20 mortgage companies turned them down. What would have been your argument? 20 mortgage companies. Wait a minute. 20 mortgage companies mean 20 hits on your credit report, 20 times that you have to pay for the application, and they got turned down 20 times. And a couple of the mortgage companies said this, we don't believe that y'all should be, because they wanted to build their house up from the ground up, we don't believe that you all should be building a house like that because that seems too ambitious for y'all. And so my spiritual mentor said, I didn't ask for your advice. I said, I want your money. But why didn't he stop? He said, because God had already told us, I want you to build a house, so he wasn't going to take no for an answer. See, you got to have a breakthrough perspective. Instead of looking at, well, nobody wants to give it to me. Look what it's going to cost me. That's a losing perspective. And we already talked about this. Winners never quit, and quitters never win. Why are you still quitting like you've been quitting? Meaning, why do you stop? Why do you stop? Why do you get discouraged? Why do you talk yourself out of your own faith effort just because it's gotten a little hard? Listen, people of God, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. But like mom and them taught us, anything worth something is going to cost you. It's going to cost you your time. It's going to cost you your effort. It's going to cost you your diligence. It's going to cost you applying your heart. Yeah. Everyone say, I got to keep digging. So he was digging. I don't want to read all of this scripture for time's sake. Let's drop down to verse 18. And Isaac digged again the wells of water, which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of spring and water. And the herdmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdmen, saying, the water is ours. And he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him. Notice this. And then, well, let's keep reading the next verse. And they digged another well and strove for that also. And he called the name of it Sidna. And he removed from thence and digged another well. He kept digging. He kept digging. But as I was reading this, this dropped in my heart. So I believe the Spirit of the Lord wants me to say this to us. Stop giving up. because you meet some resistance. I don't care whatever it is. You stop giving up because you meet some resistance. Stop giving up and develop a breakthrough perspective. What if Isaac would have told his men, let's just quit, man. This is not working. He would have never gotten to the place in verse 22. Look at verse 22. He removed from thence, digged another well, and for that they strove not, and he called the name of it Rehoboth, and he said, for now the Lord hath made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. He would never have tapped into that. A lot of us, we cut off our own breakthrough because we're looking for God to do something for us apart from us. That's not how God works. Whatever he's going to do in your life, he does because you've given him permission in your life and you have provided the participation for your life. God requires my permission and my participation. Write it down. God requires my permission and my participation. God requires my permission and my participation. Glory to God. So I asked this question in this teaching. I said, have you been allowing natural details to knock you out of a supernatural position? Have you been allowing the natural details to knock you out of a supernatural position or a supernatural demonstration? All right, so we learned this, that in this breakthrough perspective, go with me real quick. We're going to turn real fast. And I'm just closing this out, but I want y'all to get this, man. I want us to get it because I know what God had to do in my own life to get me to this place, and I kept pushing. Would I give in to discouragement? Yes, there were times. But then I'd grab myself by the ear and say, come on, boy, we're going at this again. Because I knew there was more. I knew there was more. And somehow or another, without anybody telling me, I knew that I was in the way of my own breakthrough. Because of my thinking, because of my speaking, because of my response or lack thereof, because of my inconsistency. I was an inconsistent person going somewhere to manifest. And that, why do y'all think I always said all the time? Within consistency lies the power, because God finally got it through my knucklehead. Boy, be consistent. So now it's my mantra. Within consistency lies the power, because I know that I know that I know that if I apply the consistency, breakthrough always occurs. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So real quick. Go with me your Bibles to Jeremiah 32. If you're going to have a breakthrough perspective, these next few scriptures are going to have to get in your spirit. Jeremiah 32. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ask your neighbor, are you getting this?
Are you getting
this? Because I am.
Because I am.
All right, Jeremiah 32. Watch this. Look at this real quick here. Blessed be God forever. Now, one of the things, I believe I need to say this. One of the things that some Christians do that they miss out on, many Christians think that they can live any kind of way, talk any kind of way, think any kind of way, act any kind of way, but then when something happens, if I pray to God, God's going to answer. No, he won't. No, he won't. You've already violated many spiritual principles. There was a man of God, he was at a men's retreat, and in the middle of the men's retreat, they broke for lunch. And then so the man of God who was a speaker, he went to the cafeteria and was eating. All of a sudden, the man comes and run up there and say, brother, we need you to come. So-and-so, we believe he has had a heart attack right between the cabins walking, had a heart attack. We think he's dead. Come, brother, come. And so the brother got up from the table, went, and they saw him. The men were gathered around him, and he was beginning to pray. And God told him, stop praying. And the man of God asked God, why, God? We're going to pray, believe, and make sure to raise his brother up. He says, what you see there is the fruit of his own words.
Jesus.
He said, huh? He said, because God told the man of God this. He was talking all the time. I'm going to die early, y'all. I'm just letting y'all know. I'm going to die early. So the brothers, they didn't know this. They didn't know this conversation was going on. And so they kept telling the preacher, pray, man, pray. And so rather than compromise what God had given him, he said, brothers, I believe the brother wanted to go home and be with Jesus. Watch this. The dude's best friend said, you know what? He was talking all the time that he wanted to die early. He kept saying that to me. In fact, even before today's morning session, he was saying, I'm letting you know I'm going to die early. That brother, the best friend, confirmed what the preacher heard. That brother, that Christian, loved the Lord. He was lying there, had a heart attack because he violated spiritual principles. Now, a religious Christian would come and say, God took him. God had nothing to do with it. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. So now he couldn't get a breakthrough because his opposition against spiritual principles knocked him out of a breakthrough position. Are y'all listening to me? Okay, Jeremiah 32. You better watch what you say. You better watch. That scared me to death. Okay, something's going to come that's going to help you along the way. My feet is killing me. Okay, all right. Your feet going to pick up some type of fungal disease that's going to help you get out of here. You better watch what you say. My back is killing me. Okay, all right. Your back is going to take you through situations until it forces you out of your physical body. All right. That was free. Jeremiah 32, verse 17. Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is, come on, nothing too hard for thee. Everyone say, I have to have a breakthrough perspective. When you have a breakthrough perspective, you're going to live by this scriptural truth. There's nothing too hard for God. So now, if there's nothing too hard for God, you can't think that it's too hard. You can't speak that it's too hard. You can't complain it's too hard. You got to always expect there is nothing too hard for the God of the breakthrough, who is my God. Hallelujah. Say amen. Amen. Drop down to verse. Watch this. Verse 27, I believe I want to go to. Yes. Same chapter 32, verse 27. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there, read, anything too hard for me? So when you have a breakthrough perspective, that's how you approach life. Sometimes I believe our church was on Genesee Street. And so I was praying about certain people. It just seemed like they had hard hearts. I know y'all don't know nobody like that. This is my testimony. They had hard hearts. It was like it was an impossibility for any reconciliation or, watch this, any relationship to be restored. And God said, that's just Jesus confirming it. I know Jesus. God said this. He said, Mark, stop respecting the impossibility that people are showing you. I am the God of all flesh. Start praising me for softening their hearts, turning things around, and you stop looking at it, and you stop calling it difficult. I'm talking to somebody. You're the one who's been calling that relationship hard. You're the one who's been calling that relationship difficult. You're the one who's been saying it's not going to work. I've done all I can do. No. Look what it says. Verse 27. Behold, I am the Lord. Say, He is the Lord.
He is the Lord.
And He is the God
of the breakthrough.
Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? And man,
amen.
Every one of those situations, God turned around.
Praise God.
One of those situations, I prayed to God, get us out of this building. That was on Genesis Street, but anyway, that's a whole other thing. All right, but God turned that thing around. God turned that thing around. Okay, I'm getting ready to end. Let me end. Let's go. One more scripture. Genesis 18. Genesis 18. You must maintain a breakthrough perspective. Genesis 18. Man, there's so much I want to give you. Glory to God. And so, hallelujah. Where is that at? There it is. There it is. So, in Genesis 18, I believe I'm going to end here. We're going to end here. Thank you all for bearing the heat, letting us push through this. Praise the Lord. All right, Genesis 18. Now, before I read the scripture, just to remind you, glory to God, that the Bible gives us breakthrough promises. Everyone say breakthrough promises.
Breakthrough.
That means when God came through for somebody in the Bible, we have it written down. And God is no respecter of persons. If he did it for one, he must do it for another. That means you. So you got to expect it. You have breakthrough promises. Naaman, who was a Syrian general, was told to go dip in the Jordan 7 times. He argued against it, was against it, but a servant girl talked to him and changed his perspective of the situation. That's a breakthrough perspective. And he went and dipped and got his manifestation. Who else we got? We got Hannah, who couldn't have any children. But then the girl winds up having 7. Because you broke through, but you gotta believe the promises. If you're not gonna believe these breakthrough promises, then you're not gonna see the promise keeper come and visit your house. All right? Glory to God. King Jehoshaphat, he had 3 different armies coming against him and the people of God. And what he did, he put the praisers out in front because there was a prophetic word in their gathering that says, the Lord says, this is not your battle. I come to tell somebody today that you've been fighting the wrong battle. No, this is my battle. Who said that? Because I'm going through it? No. Watch the words. If you're going through it, why are you talking like you're going to still be living with it? Uh-huh. You see the difference? So, you break through promises. King Jehoshaphat. So he caught that word. How do we know that his perspective changed? Because instead of putting soldiers out front, they put the praisers out front.
Yes.
I remember I was at one church preaching this message, and I said, who told King Jehoshaphat to put the praisers out front? Everybody in the church said, God did. I said, read y'all Bible. God didn't tell him to do that. He did that in response to the prophetic word. The breakthrough promises. So what do the breakthrough promises come from? There's always breakthrough promises. I'm just reminding you of this because there's also always a breakthrough prophecy from the Lord. Say a breakthrough prophecy.
Breakthrough.
Come on, say breakthrough prophecy.
Breakthrough.
And we've been told from the Lord that this is a breakthrough season. Now you got to make that your prophetic word. You got to make that your prophetic word. Because Amos 3:3, it says that, 3:7 says God don't do anything but what he reveals to his servants, the prophets, first. So breakthrough promises from the Lord are birthed from breakthrough prophecies from the Lord. And our response now is what I've been teaching you, we have to have a breakthrough perspective of the Lord, a breakthrough perspective of God keeping his word. Now, when we have this breakthrough perspective, now our expectation is for breakthrough power to manifest. Breakthrough power. And as we do this, then we understand, finally, it brings us to this place. And God may have you do this more than once. to always sow, or it calls it, what I have here is breakthrough planting to the Lord, because I trust you. Abraham asked God, how do I know I'm going to inherit this land? God said, bring me an offering. And he brought a seed. How did Hannah know God was going to come through and give her birth? The first son that was brought, she gave him to the Lord. Breakthrough planting to the Lord. So that's breakthrough promises from the Lord, breakthrough prophecy from the Lord, breakthrough perspective of the Lord, breakthrough power of the Lord, and breakthrough planting to the Lord. Genesis 18 is my last scripture. Are you there? Did you get blessed today? Glory to God. All right, your enthusiasm is over. Well, let me help you get on home. Watch this, Genesis 18. Jesus, help us today. Genesis 18, look at verse number 14. If you have it, say, I have it. Watch this. He says, is anything too hard for the Lord? And that's the question God always asks you. I don't care if it's for your healing, if it's for your finances, if it's for your marriage, for your business, for your church, for your ministry, for your family, for your job, your career. God asked, is anything too hard for the Lord? He told Abraham, at the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall, not might, shall have a son. Now start acting like it. And Abraham and Sarah did. Abraham got Sarah in line and said, we're expecting baby boy in 9 months. And in 9 months they had one. That word, that prophetic word, went through Sarah's body and got everything in line. Went through Abraham's old body and got everything in line.
Praise God.
And mama and daddy, at the age of 90, Sarah was 90, Abraham was 100, and she gave birth to Isaac. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Now, somebody was joking the other day because Cheryl was feeling nauseous, and so they was joking with us and says, uh-oh, Abraham and Sarah. I said, the devil is alive. We're going to rebuke that thing. Are y'all having kids? I said, No. We left that to Mario and Krishan. Glory to God. They knew that was coming. I'm just playing. Hallelujah. Everyone say, God is the God of the breakthrough. So you got to have a breakthrough perspective. And knowing that God is doing this for me. Come on, stand on your feet. Praise the Lord. Let me pray for you. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we give you praise and thanksgiving for this season, this hour. We decree and declare it's a breakthrough season in our house. We decree and declare, come on, it's breakthrough season at my house. Come on, we decree and declare that it's breakthrough season at my house in the name of Jesus. It's breakthrough season. Everyone say this, I'm moving past delay.
I'm moving past delay.
I'm moving past discouragement.
I'm moving past discouragement.
I'm moving past postponement.
I'm moving past postponement.
I'm moving past held out.
I'm moving past held out.
And stepping into
breakthrough manifestations
that I've never encountered before. Jesus, who is the Lord of the breakthrough,
is visiting my house.
Jesus,
I welcome you
to be yourself,
to show up
and manifest your presence
in my house,
in my life,
in my family,
like never before.
And I will be very humble
to give you and only you
all the honor,
all the glory,
and all the praise.
Well, let's do it then. Come on, let's do it then. Let's do it then. Come on, let's do it then.
We truly hope you enjoyed this teaching by Pastor Mark Roberson of Faith Word Fellowship. Please visit us at one of our two locations. If you're in Buffalo, New York, or surrounding areas, please visit us at Faith Word Fellowship International. And if you're in the St. Catharines, Ontario, or surrounding areas, please visit us at Faith Word Fellowship Canada. To learn more about Faith Word Fellowship or to contact Pastor Mark, or to even access other teachings by Pastor Mark, please visit us at www.faithwordfellowship.org. And always remember, one word from God and you will never be the same again.